The letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5764, Baruch Hashem. The 26th day of Elul Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from Monday with the redemption of soul note that was enclosed thereby, in there. And over there, that there is a deficit in the branch of Tzir Agudas Chabad, it says in which branch, but they were running a deficit. And in his view is that he thinks that the secretary, if it would be a fitting secretary who had an energetic one, that would make a difference. The one on the top, basically the Mazkir. And he writes that although that he continues the activities, but there is not enough energy, there is not enough put into the work. So the Rebbe says like this, I guess he put the blame on someone else, you know, that the secretary, the clerk, if he would have been a better clerk, he would do it. But so the Rebbe says, time is a loss that you cannot bring back. So if you lose time, even whatever you're going to do later on, but that time that is lost is lost. It's called an aveda she'ena chazeres. It's a loss that cannot be returned. So from that, it's understood. Even if we should say that you're 100% correct. So the Rebbe says, you should still be working until you find somebody better. Don't just say, oh, there needs to be somebody better until then. You can't let it go till then. And the Rebbe says, it might possibly be that he also has the potential and he has that energy, but all what he's missing is a push and some experience. That's what. It's not really that he can't. So, in such a situation, the Rebbe said, it'll be sufficient even from the inside, a little push from within yourself, because if it's the issue is not that you can't, it's not really, but you can, which means the person himself can give himself a push. And especially, the Rebbe says, in this situation, the merit of the many is a support to you. So the Rebbe, therefore, before just sitting around and saying you're going to find another more fitting candidate for the job, the Rebbe says, you need to work. It seems to me now that it's the secretary himself that was writing to the Rebbe. And he was just saying that if there was somebody better than him, then it would work. And the Rebbe is saying to him basically that even if you're 100% right, don't wait till another secretary. We have to do right away. But especially the Rebbe says, you got to give yourself a push by yourself. And sometimes in the previous letters we had, the Rebbe says, it's not that you can't. You're lazy. Yeah. So, therefore, the Rebbe says, you can give yourself a push and you'll have the merit of the many. So the Rebbe advises him to give himself a little bit of a push to do better. And the Rebbe says, may be the will that you should utilize in all of your friends, the membership here, these days of will, which we are, the days of will are the days of Elul, in which the Melech, Malach, Malcham, Loch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King, the one who kings, Hashem Himself, is in the field. And He accepts everybody with a good countenance. And He shows everyone a smiling face to all, as explained in Likut Torah. So we're right in the midst of the month of Elul, and then we're coming up after that the days that are called of Kiruv HaMoir Lanitzus, the day in which the luminary, the source of light, is advancing and becoming close towards the spark. All of our souls are sparks from Hashem, and Hashem comes close. He's the Moir, He's the luminary. He comes close to the spark. So it is explained, and we also see it vividly, that these days are general days. They are days that are not just an individual day, but these are days which impact in a more general way the whole year. So therefore, the Rebbe says, every addition during this time is quadrupled, is doubled, many times as much during the year time that's coming upon us. The Rebbe is encouraging that now is the time, actually, to take advantage, to change things around for the better, because, first of all, the king is in the field, he's smiling and accepting everybody. It's later on comes the time with the Moir, comes to the Nitzus, the Hashem comes closest to all of us. And we see these are general days, so when you do something, it gets multiplied many times much throughout the year. And the Rebbe says to him, arguing from the Gemara says, Afilu reish gargusa mishmaya komemanele. That's an appointment for the water there, somebody in charge, a very unimportant job. And the Gemara says that from the heaven, the Eibishter wants this person to be in charge. Anything in charge comes from Hashem. So certainly the Rebbe says, when we're talking about a secretary with matters of Yiddishkeit, and the central theme, matters of Chassidus, is certainly Hashem put you there. So it's not Mishamayim, it's not something that just happened. May the blessed Hashem help you to spread light in your surrounding, from your surrounding, and also by yourself, and in a way of Tefeyach HaManas LaHatfiach, meaning to be so moist, you should be so engaged so that you can engage others, you can make others wet. That's an expression of how moist you are, so that you can influence others, also your friends. And the Rebbe says, Uminei Uminayu Yiskala Shemilo. He quotes the Gemara in Soita, in which it says that the two rabbis, you know, they were both, he says, listen, from you and from him, he was complaining to the rabbi that the wife of the second in command was disrespectful and saying or something. So he was telling his wife, what do you care? She was sort of offended by that comment. He says, what do you care? From me and from you, the name of Hashem be blessed. The Rebbe says, you know what? You think somebody else can do better? You know, it'll be all of you. You and them, influence, and together you'll bring the blessings for Hashem. You'll be the praise for Hashem. So the Rebbe doesn't really accept his argument that he's not the fitting secretary. And so the Rebbe says that even though that he continues, he writes to the Rebbe that he continued doing, but it's not with enough energy. So first of all, the Rebbe says to him, don't waste time now until we find a new one, continue doing it. And the Rebbe says, sometimes you just need a push from the inside. And the Rebbe says, utilize these days, in the special days of Elul and Tishrei, the Seris Metshuva. And the Rebbe says, everybody whose appointment comes from Hashem, so you're also appointed, because this is not just a reish gargusa, just anything. This is an appointment to be spreading Chassidus and Yiddishkeit. So Shem should help you, should become in a way of Tefecha Menas Latfiach, together with your friends, to bring praise to Hashem. And as the new year approaches, Kol Yisrael L'Toyv L'Vracha, the Rebbe says, I hereby extend to you my blessing, to you and all that is yours, a blessing of Chsiv Achsim HaToiva, a Lashon HaToiva Mesukah, both Begashmius and Beruchnius, physically and spiritually. The Rebbe ends with blessings for good news. So the Rebbe says, not so quick. Don't drop your job. Don't say that you're not energetic enough. And the Rebbe blesses him with a Ksivach Sematoiva and a good and sweet year.